Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, bringing you the word of Yahweh and not my word. Thank you for all those that are listening and all those who will listen. May Abba Yah enrich your spirit and feed your spirit with his knowledge and his understanding of his word. May the words of Yahweh come out my mouth tonight and not my spirit. With a prayer, and if anybody can, if you're online, shoot me with a text. Let me know that I'm still. Everything is saying and doing, family. Oh, there we go. Back on. The earpiece popped out. But let me know I'm sounding good and I'm clear. Want to start off with a prayer, opening up and giving Abba thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yah, for your Ruach. Thank you, Abba Yah, for your wantonness, Father. Thank you for just giving us life, Father. Thank you for bringing us to the door of your Shabbat, Father, your Sabbath, Father, your holy day, Father, which was always blessed from the beginning of time, Father. Will not and will not stop allowing people to know or understand it. The Sabbath was from the beginning of man. The day after man, your Sabbath was instituted. So we will always let people know that, Father. It's not something that started yesterday. It's not something that started 1,000 years ago. But at least 5,000 years ago, your Sabbath started, Father. And it have not changed, Father. On the seventh day, you rested, Father. So we thank you for that, Father. About 20, 25 minutes away from the Sabbath door open. Want to ask that all our Zykins be in good health, Father, that you watch over them, Father, that you heal them, Father, that they take part of your Sabbath blessing, Father. All the Emas, Father, that you watch over them, Father, all the Yaladim, Father, all the Akotis, Father, all the Kohanim, Father, all the brothers, and even those who don't think they are part of Israel, Father, yet, Father. But when they come into the knowledge, Father, may they be also in good spirit and in good mind, Father. Father, I'm asking that you look over the parents down in Santa Fe, Texas, Father, for there was another mass shooting, Father. 10 kids killed, Father. Father, we ask that your spirit comfort those parents and those loved ones and those in that community, Father, that went through that horrific thing tonight, Father. Father, I ask, and I'm quite sure all the others ask, and we know it's on the timetable, but Virginia, please hurry up and send Yahushua back, Father. For we need him in this well system, Father. We need him to conquer all this evil, Father, and all this hate, Father. So it can be shalom throughout this world system, Father. For without Yahushua, Father, there will be no shalom. Because we as humans don't know how to have it. We ask that you hurry up and send him, Father. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Okay. Hopefully I'm sounding well and everything. Everybody can hear me clear. But we're going to give a just preview of what we've been talking about for the last 4 weeks or so, 5 weeks, I think. The restoring of the proper names and why is important to restore these names. What's the importance of the names of these people? One thing we have learned that I believe was one of the most significant things that we learned, because it even helped me out, because I didn't look at it like that, that when we say these names, that it takes our mind back to the Ibrit people, to the Hebrew people, to the Israelites. But when we say these Americanized names, it doesn't take us back to these people of the book. It somehow, in some way, cuts off their identity. And that was another important thing, that names are a major part of our identity. How we identify ourselves is our names. And that's what the thing that created and want us to get back to, how we identify Yaakov, how we identify Yeshayahu. Because Isaiah and James don't do that. That don't do that for them brothers. That don't do no justice when you say Yeshayahu, Isaiah. It doesn't do it no justice. It doesn't take it back to the Ibrit culture. It takes you away from the Ibrit culture. And we know, I understand, that is the adversary's prime job, to get people away from Ibrit culture, Hebrew culture, which is Torah, which is the ways of the Most High, period. Don't have to say it no other way. Ibrit culture, it is the ways of the Most High. It is the heritage of the Most High. It is what he gave us. But we can be set apart in this world system. So that's why we go back to understand the Ibrit culture. We also understood that they was translating the word, and how that one entity, the Roman Catholic Church, was killing people for merely translating the word of Yahweh. Because they didn't want everybody to have this knowledge. They didn't want everybody to have an understanding of the Creator. And not just that. Because even with the translators who came along, even the ones that got killed by the Catholic Church, even them who translated the word, still had that same mindset, still a part of the beast system, didn't want people to go back to these Ibrit people, these Israelis, these Israelites. They and their translations have taken away the culture and some of the heritage of Israel. They pointed to Christianity when they translate some of these words. It doesn't point you back to the Ibrit people. It points you to Christianity. When I hung up, Sister Biblia, she even sent me where, though the NIV omitted at least 14 verses. Why would you omit 14 verses in your translation? What, the people don't need to hear about that? The people don't need to know about that? These translations that you omitted, and not just them, so many others omitted verses out of their translation because they, again, did not want the people's minds, when they read, it automatically goes back to the Ibrit people. They didn't want that. what they want people's minds to go to is this Christianity. And that's not Yah's people. That's who we already went through that. We went through who Yah gave the word to. We went through who was chosen. Brother Yaquiel doing a beautiful lesson on Wednesday Blog Talk. Beautiful. No, that's not even on Wednesday Blog Talk. That's on the YouTube channel. But it's a beautiful lesson about who were the people, who are the people. He even getting into the names and the languages, showing that it all points back to Israel, all of it, not no other people. And even brought out how it ain't just you have to be a natural-born Israelite, because you don't have to be. But you have to come the way that the Father gave Israel. You have to come the same way. You can't come another way. If you come another way, the Messiah said you are a thief and a robber. Because he said also salvation is of the Yahudi. Now you claiming salvation some other way, you are a thief and you are a robber. And you a liar. Because that's not how Abba said do it. That's not how he said do it. So tonight, I want to start off, family, with our regular scripture. We always read this scripture. And that's Jeremiah 6:16. And before I get into that, I have a series of questions that Abba asked. He was asking me earlier, you know, and matter of fact, all day long, I couldn't shake it. I tried to shake it, honestly. And the questions, I'm not going to ask the questions now, but I'm going to read these. I'm thinking I'm sounding okay because I didn't get no text saying that I was mumbling or anything. But I'll ask these questions and go through what me and Abba talked about earlier, family. And we're in Jeremiah 16:6. After I read this article, this is our opening scripture for every lesson, for at least for this one anyway. Yahweh says, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Again, ask for the old path. It can't be stressed enough, especially if you're a new believer just coming into the ways of Israel. Ask for the old paths. Ask for what thus saith Yahweh. Because that's the one, that is what you're going to need. What thus saith Yahweh? You ain't about jumping in and getting all these books and reading all. No, no. Take your time. Take your time, because many have jumped in and it got too hot for them and they jumped right off. Why? Because they didn't take their time. They jumped in and thought they was joining a gang or something or jumping on a bandwagon. And this way of life is nothing like that. It's nothing like that because Yah first and foremost will prove you. He will prove you. That means test. He will test you to see where your heart at, to see where your mind at, to see if you are willing daily, to let yourself go and walk the way he asks you to walk. And matter of fact, that's part of the questions that he's going to ask a little later. Are you willing to let yourself go and walk how he acts? Because it's so small, it's so smooth how Halal, Hasatan, Satan, if you don't know, the devil, a small thing that he can use, and we pay it no mind. We pay it no mind. But let me get into this article. In Shema, just listen to it. You know, I'm going to try not to stop. I'm going to try to just read. But I want you to listen to it carefully. And we're talking about restoring the proper names. Restoring what thus saith Yahweh. Why? So it can point you back. But Shema this, listen to it. And if anybody wants this article, let me know, and I'll text it out to you. The importance of names. Names are important. They have power. They define us. Just in that alone, you know, some days I might have to stop. Just in the, meditate on that right there alone, but keep that in mind. Names are important. They have power. They define us. They tell a story about who we are. They're more than a bunch of letters grouped together to sound pleasant to the ear. Names are more than a convenience allowing us to talk to each other. Names are a gift from Yah. They contain his power. They define things. They define us. And again, family, I want you to shema this, because after this right here, we're going to ask some questions. You want to ask the question that Abba asked me. Yah said, let there be light. Matter of fact, let me read that over, because I think that was very potent. There are more than a bunch of letters grouped together to sound pleasant to the ear. Names are more than convenience, allowing us to talk to each other. Names are a gift from Yah. They contain his power. They define things. They define us. Yah said, let there be light, and there was. He named it into existence. Yah said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. And there was. He called it sky, and he called the dry ground land. From that land, Yah made man. He made Adam. Then Yah gave the power to name to Adam. I like how the writer is using certain words. It is a power to be able to give somebody a name that shows authority over that person's life. No different than parents naming their children. The power. And we know in this day and time that people do not take great time or great thought or consideration in naming their kids. And especially here in America, in some countries, it still may be a significance, but not here in America. The art of names is lost here in America. The significance of names is lost here in America. To those who don't know, I will say that. But for those who do know, who have the understanding, and that's whether in the light or the darkness. I repeat, that's whether in the light or the darkness. They understand the importance and the power in naming somebody and in names. But if you're not in the light, you have not that understanding. And if you don't understand the darkness which you are in, you are a part of, whether you want to be or not, you are a part of, you don't have that understanding. Let me stop that. From that land, Yah made man. He made Adam. Then Yah gave the power to name to Adam. And Adam named the animals, and he named Eve, Kawa, mother of all. And that power has been given to us when we have kids or whenever we're able to name anything. That is a power. Shema family. That means hear intently. If you do not know what Shema means, that is a Hebrew word that means hear intently. Listen very closely. Pay attention. Consider the freedom that comes in naming a fear you have, or the cause of shame you hide, or the root of anger strangling you. When I own my fears, say them out loud, identify them, then I loosen the controlling grip they have over me. That's power. That's the power of a name. And when the author said that, it took me to why Yahushua asked when the man was come out of the tombs and he was filled with unclean spirits. Yahushua asked him his name. But the first thing they was afraid of Yahushua. But when Yahushua asked them demons their names, they had to tell him his name. We are legions. So we understanding the importance of a name. And Yahushua, we know the story. He gave them leave to go into the swine, and the swine went into the river. But Yahushua asked them their name. That's significant. But let me read that again. When I own my fears, say to them out loud, identify them, then I loosen the controlling grip that they have over me. That's power. That's the power of a name. When I was born, my mother gave me a name, Christopher. It means Mashiach. You know, this says Christ, but, you know, we don't use that term here, so I'm going to substitute that. Excuse me. Mashiach Bear. My father gave me a name, too. It's a bit different. It came later in my life. It's my true name, the name he calls me. Shema family, because this right here was very important to the questions that Yahweh asked me this morning, that he started off asking me. And there's no coincidence that this article fell in my lap, because it goes along with the same questions that Abba asks. I couldn't put this together if I wanted to. But Shema, I got to read it slow. When I was born, my mother gave me a name, Christopher. It means Mashiach Bear. My father gave me a name, too. It's a bit different. It came later in my life. It's my true name, the name he calls me. And it's a name I'm still trying to grow into. Love, giver, and teacher. And that's enough the name his father gave him. And he listen to what he said. That is his true name. That is the name that he's trying to grow into. When Yah gave me a name, like he did, Abraham, Sarah, and Yaakov, he said to me, and the brother went to Ephesians, and he reading out of the NIV, what's her name? This is a quote out of the NIV. For you was once in darkness, but now you are light in the world, in Yahweh. Live as the children of light. And that's all because of the change of his name. This is what this brother is saying. When Yah gave me a name like he did with Abraham, Sarah, and Yaakov, he said to me, for you was once in darkness, but now you are light in Yahweh. Live as Yaladim, children of the light. And that is Ephesians 5:8. When Yah gave me my name, he said, I am a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Yah's word is helping me to understand my name. It tells me to surrender self, to imitate Yah, and to live life of love, and to live a life of love. And he went to another scripture that he quoted. Be imitators of Yah, therefore, as daily loving children, and live a life of love, just as Mashiach loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering, and sacrifice to Yah, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. That is out of the NIV. Yours might read a little different. Recently, I saw a story from Eastern Indonesia about a mother and our child survival program, in a child survival program, CSP. The highlights the significance of a name. This mother, Yadia, 21 years old, and has been part of this CSP for 13 years. She has two children. Before enrolling in the CSP, Yadia didn't know the importance of having a healthy environment. She didn't know the benefit of boiling water before drinking it or washing hands before touching meals. She never asked her children to take a bath or wash their feet, their hands and feet, after they play. She didn't know that if someone doesn't clean up his or her body, he or she can get sickly easily. Yadir gave birth to her first child. She couldn't buy milk or vitamins to boost her daughter's health, so her daughter got sick easily. After enrolling in CSP, this changed. She received nutritious food, vitamins, milk, and a lot of information that supported her as a pregnant mother. She also was able to go to regular pregnancy checkups at the doctor without having to think twice about what she and her husband would have to pay. Excuse me. After giving birth to a healthy child, Yadir showed her thankfulness to Yah by naming her son Siaspa. Siaspa. Regularly receives additional food, vitamins, milk, and other programs that are essential to a healthy growth. Siaspa doesn't get sick easily like other children in his neighborhood. As Siaspa plays with friends his same age, Siaspa looks different. He is more active than the other children. When other children didn't have extra energy to run around, Siaspa can run everywhere without feeling tired at all. Siaspa is a fast learner, and he loves to ask his mother questions. Siaspa is an acronym of our Children's Survival Program, CSP, with an I added between each letter. The names mean grateful to Yah. Now, this is the mother naming her child grateful to Yah program she's been through. It is a form of my gratitude because the CSP has made my son grow as a healthy and smart child. Names are important. They contain meaning. They define who we are, and usually we are not who we think we are. And I thought that was very powerful, so I read it And I thought that was very potent to questions that Abba asked me earlier. And this, and I wasn't going to talk about it. I wasn't going to talk about it over the air. I was just going to keep it to myself and deal with it myself. But as we know, if Abba asks me questions, he's asking everybody else questions. And the first question, because, you know, before the lesson, I'm trying to meditate. Yesterday, I'm meditating on, Abba, what's next? What's next? Am I going to go right into the word and break down from Bereshit to Hazan? And we're going to go through it like that because, you know, that's probably the last episode when we just go through the scriptures and rename the Bereshit, Exodus, Shemot. And like that. So, you know, I'm talking to Abba, I'm asking Abba, and he asks me a question. How is it that I am restoring the names when I only use my name part time? When that I will not, or what is my holdup for making my name permanently what I named you? Because I thought that was right. The mother named him. And my mother named me. But he said, my father gave me a different name. And I was trying to grow into it. And now I'm thinking like, wow, same thing. That's me. And no different than when Abba named anybody in the scriptures. That we become a new creation, a new creature. But he asked, and that was a question. You know, when Abba asked you a question, I don't know for y'all, but I know for me, that you go back and forth. Just like we read last week, how our brother Ezra would go back and forth with Abba. Not back and forth in a disrespectful way, but I'm going back and forth and trying to defend my actions, why I have not permanently made my name Ariel, Tobiah, then Yisrael, yet. What's my holdup? Then the question came to mind, which one is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is Ariel written in the Lamb's Book of Life, or is Sean written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I understand both of them is written in there, but which one do I want in the Lamb's Book of Life? And what is my holdup here in this world system? What am I holding on to? What am I afraid of? And these are questions. Because I'm only Ariel when I'm around the brothers and sisters. I'm not Ariel when I go to work. 75% of the time, I'm Sean and not Ariel. What is the hold up? We had a good conversation this past week and even this week or last week, and Brother Shabba Al, he brought out the scripture. I believe it was in the world, be in the world, but not of the world. And with Yahweh was showing what I was talking about earlier is how that small little thing that we don't pay attention to, that we so attach. And furthermore, the question asks, how do you introduce yourself to people who are quote-unquote not in the faith? Do I introduce myself as Sean Kelly or then introduce myself as Ariel Ben Tobiah Ben Yisrael? Which one do I want people to know me as? But here's a thought. Who do we know Abraham as? We don't know him as Abram no more. We know him as Abraham, Hoshea. We don't know Yahushua, son of Nun, as Hoshea no more. We know him as Yahushua, son of Nun. And I'm only saying son of Nun so you won't get him mixed up with this, with Yahushua, Hamashiach. And these are the things that Yahweh pointed out to me today. Are you restoring these names? And you won't walk in what I gave you. You won't live in what I gave you. You're afraid to live in what I gave you. What? You don't want people to see you as an Israeli? Want the people to see you as an African American? Or you want to be separated? Which one you want? Oh, you know, these are serious questions. So I'm sitting there trying to defend it in every which way. But I couldn't. Because I'm talking about restoring something, restoring the names of my ancestors. And I won't even walk in what Yahweh gave me. But I know I wasn't alone, so if I'm not walking in, I mean, then I'm not pointing a finger. I'm not trying to jump out and point fingers. But if Yahweh give it for me, and he gave something to this brother or to that brother, it ain't just for that brother. It's for everybody who called themselves an Ibrit Yisraeli. What is the holdup? And I know my holdup. I know it. I know. I remember me and one brother, we talked about 7-8 years ago. Yeah, we're going to get our name changed when we turn. Matter of fact, it got to be a little older than that. Probably 10 years when we turn 40. We're going over. I'm 47. I'm going on 48. Still haven't gotten that name changed. I'm a restore, and I won't walk in. What? Yahweh gave me. I won't be that new creature that he said I should be. As we talked about earlier in the lessons, that is, that it ain't easy, that we grow accustomed to things. When we sign applications, then me and brother talked earlier, me and brother Murray Allen, we was talking earlier, that, you know, most people, they ain't trying to pay to get their names changed. No. But there's a way that you can do it for free. And, you know, it often tickles me, and then talking about myself, that how people in other faiths can hold on and have no problem changing their names. You know, I'm talking about my brother-in-law. He had no problem changing his name, getting rid of that earthly name. I mean, he ain't got no name from the Abba. But y'all understand what I'm saying. Because Abba gave us a name. He gave us a new direction. What are we afraid of? What are we scared to change, to introduce? I'm Ariel. And it may take time if we get it changed. Some people may not want to change and call you by your Hebrew name. Some people may even look at you and say, I don't care what you call your name. You know what? Then they're going to have to deal with Abba. Ain't got to deal with you no more. They have to deal with Abba. Because like he said, in this, names define us, names power. Imagine if you out there and you doing something you don't supposed to be doing it. Ariel, that's going to stop you in your tracks. I mean, the Ruach going to do that anyway. But sometimes we got a way of ignoring, and that right there that somebody has spoken to existence, like he said, it's power. They spoke your name. And automatically the name carries what? Also, we know Shem, you out of character. You out of your name. But it's easy being Sean around other people. It's easy. I can blend in. Although they see me as an Israeli, saying what I do. Or do they fully understand who I am? It's just no different than Yaakov My name changed. No different than Abraham, Abram. My name changed. Yahushua didn't say, Abram rejoiced to see my day. Yahushua said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he was glad. He didn't call him by his old name. He called him by the name that was changed. Now, for us who did have their names changed, we don't want Yahushua calling us by our old names. We don't want Yahushua calling us by that old man. We want Yahushua calling us by the name that he gave us. Another thing that came across my mind as I'll tell you, it was all day long I was trying to shake it. I was trying to shake it. Honestly, I was. I wasn't trying to bring it out. Wasn't trying to step on nobody's toes, especially my own. But I can't help that. If y'all would say it. I gotta say it. So he hit me with another one. But when he showed me this, very few people will understand this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna break it down for those who don't understand it. But for those who are Iblis, Yisraeli should truly understand it. Truly understand this. He asked me, where's your birthplace, Ariel? And I understood immediately what he asked me, what he was talking about. Because we're going to restore Iblis culture. We got to go, like we said earlier, we got to go all the way back. We got to keep going. Where is your birthplace, Ariel? So I'm asking y'all that. Where's your birthplace? And some of y'all out there might say, you know, I'm Baltimore, New York. You know, I was born here. I was born in Providence Hospital myself. But that's not what I was talking about. That's not what he's talking about when he asked that question. The heavens, the Ibrit, the heavens, Shamayim. That's your birthplace, Ariel. That's where he was born at, Ariel. Yes, we was born out of the dust of life, but he said, and the breath of life was blew into him, that life force come from the Shamayim. And here's the thing. Every human being on the face of the planet, that's their birthplace. That's where Yahweh first made you. He first made you in the Shamayim, in the heavens. That's how he can tell our brother, Jeremiah, who I knew you before you was in your mother's womb. Hold up. I was alive before I was in my mother's womb. She had to break it down like that because somebody may not understand. Yes, you was. Said, dust you are, and dust you shall return. He said, but that spirit is coming back to me. So your birthplace, you're going right back to it when you lay down this dirt. When this body lay down this dirt, you're going back to the Shamayim, to the heavens. But there's a line that I was spent. There's a line. What is your nationality, Ariel? I'm a Yisraeli. I am a descendant of Yisrael. That is my nationality. What is my birthplace? The Shamayim is my birthplace. Iblis, I am one who crossed over from the Shamayim with a purpose, with a mission. Because everybody got a purpose, but everybody doesn't have a mission. Everybody is not called. Everybody is not. And there's a line that when Abba did this, he made sure a specific line that every day there are souls coming from the Shamayim, from the heavens. But every soul doesn't have that purpose to become an Yisraeli. So So think about your birthplace and where you come from. But we're so connected to this earth. We're so connected to this place where we feel we're so hard to hold on to. We fight so hard to hold on to any resemblance of ourselves. What did he end with? Let me read that again. Names are important. They contain meaning. They define who we are. And usually we are not who we think we are. We are not who we think we are. Yahweh have defined us. He has identified us. He have changed our destiny, so to speak. It made us new creatures within him. Changed our names. Why we hold on to this world so much? To hold up. What are we afraid of? People not accepting? Hey, if they mocked Yahushua, they were scoffers against Yahushua. Why can't we get scoffed? Why can't we get teased? What are we afraid of? What are we holding on this world for? And I, like I said, I know mine. I know why I haven't changed it yet to what he said. I know why. And it's not even a thought. When the thought in Yaakov 2, and that was the question that he asked, who do you introduce yourself as? And matter of fact, I taught them, and he the one, through the words that he said, it didn't have to come out of his mouth. Yeah, I can teach that. But what he said confirmed that Yahweh wanted me to say something. But that question, who do you introduce yourself as? You introduce yourself as the Israeli or the African-American. So there's a difference. And without even a thought of Ariel, hey, I'm Sean Kelly. Not even a thought of Ariel. And I could be in four brigades, the Zeese, the Goofy, a shirt on to say Yahushua. But when I introduce myself, is Sean Kelly. It's not Ariel, Tobiah, then Yisrael. And then I ain't got to give him the old name, but I can Ariel. But it's not even thought when I introduce myself to people. So 75% of the time I'm known as Sean Kelly. And probably not even 75%, I'm being generous to myself, but it's probably like 90% of the time. On Sabbath, when I'm around my brothers and sisters, they know me as Ariel Ben Yisrael. But 90% of the time, the other time, I'm known as the government name, the name that my mother gave. I'm going to read a few scriptures before I close out, family. This one was short because next week we're going to get into the names. But those were the questions that Abba had me to ask. Those were the thoughts that Abba had me to put on everybody's mind. What are we holding on this world system for? We want a Proverbs. Got like four or five scriptures that we're going to finish out with. That's Proverbs 22:1. A good name is more desirable than great riches, and loving favor is better than silver and gold. How much do we consider or even take thought of our name that Abba gave us? Do we even believe that is a good name? Do we believe it is a good name? or to believe what we was born with is better. Ecclesiasticus 7:1. A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of one's birth. Again, the emphasis on a good name. How do you introduce yourself to the world? Now we're going to 1 Peter. Chapter 1, 13, starting at verse 13, all the way through 25. And remember, talking about a name. We're talking about restoring the proper names. So, here's another thought that just came. If Abba knew us before we was in our mother's womb, is it possible that he knew what name we was going to have? I mean, that is, you believe that you were sent, that you was called out, that you are an elite Israeli. Is it possible that he knew what you was going to be called, what your name from the worldly name to an elite name was going to be? Is it possible that he knew that? And that's a thought that just came to mind. So if it is possible that he knew that, it's rhetorical. We know he knew that. We know he knew what we was going to be called. He knows everything about our lives. Everything. So again, how was we restoring the proper name? When Abba gave us the name before we was in our mother's womb. Before we was in our mother's womb. Just like the angel came down and talked to Miriam and said, name him this. Same Malachim came to our spiritual leader or whoever and said, name him that. Because that was what his name, he or she, before she left the Shamaim. How are you going to restore? And you won't even walk in what I gave you, what I called you. I mean, it banged me in my face. I told you I try to avoid it. I try not to talk about it. Therefore, prepare your mind for act. Be sober and set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Yahushua HaMashiach, Yahushua the Messiah, as children of obedience, not conforming yourselves according to your former lust as in your ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all of your behavior. And your name is holy too. Our names is holy. Our names have power. Power. Do you believe that? Now, I'm not talking off of the top of my head. I'm talking off what I know. I'm talking about scripture. Because what did the demons say to the vagabond Yahudis who tried to cast them out? Yahushua, I know. Shaul, I know. And just their name brings fear to me. But you, I don't know. Power in their name. The only reason why we understand, I ain't got to deal with that. But it's power. Because they know their names. If we believe. But just as he who called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all your behavior. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So if you call on him as Father, as Abba, you who without respect a person judges according to each man's work, pass the time of your living as foreigners here in a reverent fear. And reverent fear. I like that. Pass the time as foreigners. Once we come to understand that we are Ibrit and we are come from the Shamaim, we got to stop holding on to this world system. He said, be ye in the world, but not other. In that, we function in here. That's what he mean by we function in here, but don't be of the world. It means be separate. Be as foreigners in this world system. I'm just passing through. This is not my destination. This is not what I put my stake in. Knowing that you were redeemed, not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, from the useless way of life handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish or spot, the blood of Mashiach. You believe Yahushua HaMashiach named you. Do you believe Yahushua had a plan for your life before you came to this earth, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world? That's Yahushua was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world. You were foreknown. Yahweh had a plan for you. For I knew you before you was in your mother's womb, Ariel. I named you way before you got there. I have a purpose for your life. But you won't walk in it. You're scared. What's your hold up from taking on what I gave you? Who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was revealed in the last age for your sake, who through him are believers in Yah, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in Yah. Seeing you have purified your soul in your obedience to the truth through the Spirit and sincerity, brotherly affection, love one another from the heart friendly, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of Yah, which lives and remains forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all flesh is like grass, and all man's glory like the flower in the grass. The grass withers and the flower fails, but Yahweh word endures forever. This is the word of Yah, news which was preached unto you. Hallelujah. Which was taught unto you. If you believe Yah named you, if you believe that your name was heavenly sent, if you believe that you are from the Shamaim with a purpose, that you are one who crossed over and prevailing with the help of Yah. We know what that means. Ibrit Yisraeli. Let's go to 1 Peter again. We're going to 2nd chapter 11 and 14. Verses 11 and 14. Beloved, I beg you as foreigners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Old man and that new man. That's where the war's at. That old man and that new man. It's time to restore what was given to you before the foundation of the world. Having good behavior among the nations, so in that of which they speak against you as evil doers, they may be made by your good works which they see by Yah in the day of visitation. The good works, that character, that Shem, that name. Although they're going to always have people saying something wrong, but when they see that Shem, that name upon you, we know that name, the name of Yahushua, the character of Yahushua, but the power that he gave you and your name. Our last scripture, family, and that is in Philippians chapter 4, 1-5. Therefore, my brothers, beloved and long for my joy and crown, so stand firm in Yahweh, my beloved. I exalt Edudiah, and I exalt, I'm going to tear that one up, family. To think the same way in Yahweh. Yes, I beg you also, true partner, help those women, for they labored with me in the good news, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Whose names are in the book of life. Again, which name do you want to be written in the Lamb's book of life? You don't want that old name written in there. You don't. That means you ain't never changed. You ain't never allowed the Ruach HaKodesh to come within. Now, we know that Israel was walking in those names, and they did evil in the sight of Abba. But we different. No, we're not actually different. But we want to be different. We want to live for Yah. We want to say, here, well done, my good and faithful servant. Rejoice in Yahweh. Always, again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Yahweh is at hand. Yahweh is always watching. He's always watching. Matter of fact, wherever you go, Yah is there. And when we restore what he has given to us, that we will be doing not just ourselves a good deed, but we're being obedient to the Father. We're walking in what he gave us. We're becoming those new creatures. We're letting go the old man. And that was it, family. Next week we'll be getting into the Bible names, the names of the Bible. And those who was in the Bibles, the main characters in the Bible. In Genesis, there's a lot. You know, we're going to start with Adam, Hawa, Adam and Eve, Enoch, Enosh, Noah, Noah, Abraham. Matter of fact, we got to go back. We can't go past Shem. We can't go past Eber. Matter of fact, and by the end, we probably will have a beautiful picture once we break those Hebrew names down. There's a story within your name. There's a behind the names of our ancestors. That's why Abba named us. That's why Abba named them, to tell a story. Not just to have the power, not just the identity, but there's a story. There's a life that's attached to those names. and how you want your name to be remembered or written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hopefully, Abba gave you something to think about, as he did me, as he stepped on my toes all night long. A matter of fact, all day long. I tell you, I tried to run from it. I tried to duck it, confirmed it through Brother Yaquiel. I want to end with our prayer. Gratefully, everybody got something out of it. Hallelujah. Abba Yah. May your words land on our minds as it landed on fertile ground, Father. As our minds be fertile, Father, and receive your word. That your word not just go within, that it dies and birth forth, Father, and grow into a beautiful plant, Father. May it have many branches, and may the roots be deep, Father. May what you've given us from Adam, from Bereshit, to Hazar, may we nourish on it, Father. May the speakers tomorrow bring forth your word with fire, Father. Bring forth your word with conviction, Father. And that is Brother Yaquiel and Brother Deuel. May your spirit land upon them, Father. As you did last week, Father, you answered our prayers, Father, for they were beautiful meals that we ate last Shabbat, Father. Do it again, Father. Do it every time one of your speakers, one of your men, one of your Marais open their mouth by your name, Father. Father, I ask that you lay hands, your spirit, lay on Zaken Eliezer, Zaken Meta'al, Zaken Ward. Forgive me, Brother Ward, I know you're going to say something. I got it. Zaken Amin'al. And all the Emas, Father, and not just those three Zakins, Father, but all of Zakins, Father. May your spirit rest on them, Father. May you give them shalom, Father. May you give them peace. May you heal them, Father, any ailment, Father. And most importantly, may your will be done for their lives, Father. For the Morays, Father, for your Kohanim, Father, may your will be done for their lives. May your will be done for all the Akotis, Father. All the Yaladis, Father. May your will be done for Yisrael, Father. May we move according to your plan and thy will, Father. According to your schedule, Father. I remember one of your prophets said, Gershom ben Daniel, if we do what we have to do, we can move Halal's hand. And moving Halal's hand, it will also move Yahweh's hand. Let us be diligent in what we have to do. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Shalom, family. Shabbat Tov.